Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we're going to talk about some of the greatest events on this sports break that happened on July 20th. And we have some great players that made these things happen and some great uniform numbers that they wore. The uniform numbers we're going to talk about today are 24, 16, 41, 14, 30, 40, 44, and we already said 41, but we're going to talk about 41 a couple times. July 20th, 1906, the Brooklyn Superbas pitcher, Mel Eason, no-hit the St. Louis Cardinals lineup for a 2-0 victory at Robinson Field in St. Louis. Now, Mal Eason, quite the pitcher from yesteryear. July 20th, 1911, Boston Red Sox pitching sensation Smokey Joe Wood tossed a no-hitter of his own against the St. Louis Browns lineup in a 5-0 blanking for the Red Sox victory. And July 20th, 1912, Philadelphia Phillies player Sherry McGee stole home plate twice in a single game. According to an article in Sabre.org, they say that Wood was, quote, undoubtedly the National League's most valuable player in 1910, and either he or Johnny Evers deserved the appellation in 1914. That season, one Philadelphia writer called McGee probably the best all-around player in the National League, and a Cincinnati reporter went a step further to say, to my mind, Sherwood McGee is one of the best all-around players the game has ever seen, unquote. That's from Sabre.org. Great organization there, great website, and some excellent baseball history that nobody does it better than Sabre. That's sabr.org. July 20th, 1916, the New York Giants traded future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Christy Mathewson to the Cincinnati Reds. Now, we've talked about Mathewson quite a bit here. He has had some outstanding events, especially here in the month of July. And remember, he played for the New York Giants for so many years. It's surprising that they would finally trade him and go to the Cincinnati Reds. July 20th, 1944, St. Louis Browns number 24, Nelson Potter, became the first pitcher suspended for throwing illegal spitballs. Now, Potter denied the charge against him, but to no avail, as the suspension held. And it's a shame because he was on his way to a 20-win season in that year, and he became the first player in big league history not only to be suspended, but also ejected from a game for throwing a spitter. Now, well-renowned for his screwball and slider pitch, are ones that he mastered, well, they are the main reasons with his success, and with these two legal pitches, they played a big role in the Boston National League club reaching its first World Series in 34 years in 1948. And, not sure why he would want to go to the spitball. Of course, he denies it, especially when you have two nasty pitches that are giving hitters trouble with that screwball and a slider. July 20th, 1956, New York Yankees pitcher Whitey Ford, number 16, tied an American League record of 6 straight strikeouts. This amazing record would eventually fall as Hall of Famer Tom Seaver, number 41, and more recently, Phillies pitcher Aaron Nola, number 27, threw 10 consecutive strikeouts within one game. They hold the record there, Seaver and Nola. July 20th, 1958, Detroit Tigers future baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Jim Bunning, wearing number 14, threw an amazing no-hit masterpiece against the Boston Red Sox to cruise to a 3-0 victory. And on July 20th, 1965, New York Yankee pitcher Mel Stottlemyre, number 30, hit an inside-the-park grand slam home run. Yeah, I said pitcher Mel Stottlemyre hit an in-the-park grand slam home run. That's an amazing story right there. According to thisdayinbaseball.com, they say he hit it in a 5th inning to deep center field and went over the center fielder's head with the bases loaded. And You know, he was the first pitcher to hit an inside the park grand slam since Deacon Felipe did it with the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1910. And Stottlemyre's bases loaded drive in the fifth off of Red Sox pitcher Bill Montpoquet gave them the 6-3 victory for the Yankees with that great inside the park grand slam. July 20th, 1970, Los Angeles Dodgers, Bill Singer in his number 40 uniform, no-hit the Phillies 5-0, giving up no walks. That alludes to a perfect game for Bill Singer in 1970. In July 20th, 1976, Hank Aaron, number 44, hit his 755th career and his final home run off of California Angels pitcher, number 41, Dick Drago. In July 20th, 2020, Cristiano Ronaldo, in a uniform jersey number 7, became the first man to score 50 goals in Serie A, La Liga, and Premier League with a double in Juventus 2-1 win over Lazio in the world of soccer and European football. So that is our sports break for today. Glad you joined us here. If you want more, go to sportshistorynetwork.com or go to jerseydispatch.com. And if you're looking for some football action, we talk about football every single day, pigskindispatch.com. Until tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.